Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya. Today we're going to focus on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. We'll focus on the sugya of Dvarim Haboim Shelo Machmas Asuda. Last time we had learned on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, Rav Papa talking about Dvarim Haboim Machmas Asuda, and that's a beautiful sugya. And now we get to another beautiful sugya, which we'll see that there'll be overlap with what we had spoken about last time, but really the sugya stands by itself as well. So we had learned, Amar of Papa, Hilchas Advar Mabon Machmas Asuda Besoicha Suuda, Ein Tunim Bracha Loy Lefneim Veloy Lachareim, that we had discussed, Dvar Mabon Machmas Asuda Besoicha Suuda doesn't get a bracha neither before nor after. Veshalom Machmas Asuda Besoicha Suuda, Tunim Bracha Lefneim, Ve'ein Tunim Bracha Lachareim. And if you have things that are not Machmas Asuda, so then you need a bracha prior. And we spoke about that in detail. We're going to focus now on the next lines. La'achara su'uda tunim bracha bein lefneim bein la'achareim. But those things that come after the su'uda, those need a bracha both before and after. B'siyata d'shmai, what we're going to see today is that there are three shitas in the Rishonim of how to understand this line in the Gemara. I think three shitas, at least three basic shitas. There are three, and then they're mista'if. But fundamentally, we're going to see three different ways of reading the Gemara. And then we're going to see some hashlachos of that. And I'm going to try to connect it to understanding the Rishonim's general approach of what we've seen prior in how they understood Rav Papa. Okay. What we're, of course, going to focus on first is Rashi. Let's first see Rashi, where we had left off with in Rashi, and that is Rashi Shalom Machmas Asuda B'Soch Asuda. First, let's see Rashi, how he describes that. Even though we're going to talk mostly about Achar Asuda, let's first see how Rashi learns Shalom Machmas Asuda B'Soch Asuda. It says, Rashi, Kegon Daisa V'chein Kru V'Tardin She'enan Lifton Ubon L'mazon U'Lesova. Rashi holds, not like we had seen in Tosos, Rashi holds that those things that are not hapas, even though they come lemazon ulasova tunim brach lefnehem delav tefila ninu. Rashi says that that's not considered tafel lapas. Ve'einon bechlal lechem, it's not included in the lechem. The niftar beberchas hamotzi. Now, of course, that statement of Rashi is a big debate with Tosas that we spoke about in the previous year. Ve'lo lacharehen. Rashi says, "Demine mazaninu uberchas hamazon patrasan." But dvarim harigilin lavo la'achar asuda, those things that normally come after the suda. So we spoke about mine mazon. Now we talk about dvarim harigilin lavo la'achar asuda, those things that come after the suda. Kigom peros, for example, at peros afilu evim besoch asuda shalom achmas liftan, that they're brought within the suda, not connected to the bread, tunim bracha bein lefnehem, it needs a bracha prior, because it's not tafel, bein lachareim, de ein birchas hamazon patrasan, de lav mizonin inu. That birchas hamazon doesn't patr it, because it's not zan. It's not mazon. Not mazon. Okay. So, Rabosai, first let's read Rashi textually, and then develop Rashi's svara. Textually, what did Rashi do to the Gemara that we haven't, that should raise your eyebrows? There's something in the Lashon of the Gemara, in the Lashon of Rashi, that's strange over here.
He added words.
Correct. The Gemara said, La'achara su'uda tunim bracha bein lefneim bein lachareim. Rashi changes those words to dvarim haragilin lavo la'achara su'uda. So, Rashi is not learning that we're talking about something that necessarily comes after the su'uda, but rather we're talking about a type of food. For other Rishonim, we're going to see that la'achar su'uda means where it comes relative to the su'uda. According to Rashi, we are now talking about a different type of food. Dvarim haregilin lavo la'achar su'uda. For example, peiros. So then in such a case, it needs a bracha lefnehem, because it's not tafel, because Rashi had held that Dvarim Abba Machmas Asuda means those things are tafel of pas, and needs a bracha afterwards, because Birchas HaMazon is not poter, because Birchas HaMazon is only poter those things that are zan. Many in the Beis Medrash pointed out that Rashi is saying quite a chiddush, because what Rashi is saying is, if you have something that you eat as part of the meal, you're still going to need a bracha achrona on it, even though you're benching on it. Even though you're benching on the meal. But benching doesn't include it. And Rashi's shita is the lav mazoni ninu, because it's not mazon. Okay. So this is Rashi. Now, is Rashi mechudosh in the Gemara? Yes. Because I would have read the Gemara, the pashtus of the Gemara, is we're talking about those things that take place during the Suda and those things that take place after the Suda. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns, Dvarim harigilim lavo achar hasuda. Let's take a look now at Taisus. Says Taisus, la'achar hasuda garsinan, v'suloi, v'lo garsinan dvarim abayim b'hach seifa. Baruch ato adi meleim ha'chom sh'am kol niyeh b'dvarai. Tosos has the girsa like we do. La'achar asuda. Okay, so he's not going to be goris like Rashi, Dvarim harigilin lavo l'toch asuda. And then he says, v'sulai, v'loi garsin dvarim habayim. What's Tosos doing there? What's Tosos doing over there? What's Pashup Shat in Tosis? What's Pashup Shat? So the Pashup Shat in Tosis is as follows. Rav Papa, when he spoke about Dvarim Abayim Machmas Asuda, he spoke about those things that are Machmas Asuda Bisoch Asuda, and he spoke about those things that are Machmas Shalom Machmas Asuda. In other words, according to Rav Papa, we had learned previously that when it comes to Dvarim Abayim Suuda Machmas Asuda, we differentiated between those things that are Bechlal Machmas Asuda, like Basar V'Dagim, versus Peros. Over here, Tosa says, we're not going to make that distinction. La'achar Suuda Garsinan, Visu lo, v'lo garsin dvarim habayim, pach seifa. Here, we're not going to differentiate between dvarim habayim versus not, but rather, the Gemara is saying is as follows. V'hachi perusho. Im heviu advarim sheskarnu la'achar asuda. In other words, according to Tosfos, the words la'achar asuda are going back on Dvarim Abayim Machmas Asuda. Previously, we differentiated between Dvarim Abayim Machmas Asuda and Dvarim Shalom Machmas Asuda. Now, La'achar Asuda, we're talking about particularly Dvarim Abayim Machmas Asuda. In other words, to be very straightforward, meat and fish. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about meat and fish, La'achar Hasuda. V'lo garsinan Dvarim Abayim Mach Seifa. V'hachi pirusha imi viu dvarim shizkarnu achar suda pirush la'achar shemashkwas yedeh min apas. Shuv ein apas potrasan klal. V'havi kamosh achlam beloshim suuda. Ubein dvarim arigim lovo bachmas suda. Ubein dvarim she'ein regilim lovo machmas suda. Tu'unim brach lefneim achareyem. Da'akol dvarim del'ilkoi. So, first textually, Tosis is saying that when we change the girsa, what we're doing is we don't want to differentiate between Dvarim Abayim Machmas Asuda, Dvarim Abayim Shalom Machmas Asuda, but rather La'achar Hasuda is a continuation of those things that we had mentioned above, no matter whether they're Dvarim Abayim Machmas Asuda or Shalom Machmas Asuda. In all cases, they get their own bracha. In other words, Previously, Dvar Mabo Machmas, we had differentiated Betoch HaSuda between Dvar Machmas HaSuda and Dvar Shalom Machmas HaSuda. Now we're not differentiating between the two. Why? Because in all cases, the halacha is that it gets its own bracha. And the Chiddush of Tosfos is going to be that Basar V'Dagim gets its own bracha, even though it's Basar V'Dagim, once it's Acharas Seuda. That's going to be the Chiddush. Okay, again, back in Tosfos. Ubein Dvarim She'en Regil Lavo Machasuda, Tuna Bracha Lefneim Achareim, Da Kol Dvarim Dil Ilkai. These are talking about all of the above things. In other words, previously, Besoch HaSuda, we had differentiated between Dvarim Abom Machmasuda and Dvarim Abom Shalom Machmasuda. Now we're not differentiating. So now let's read the Gemara according to Tosfos. Let's put it back into the words of the Gemara. The Gemara reads like this. Amar of Papa Hilchasa Dvarim Abom Machmasuda Besoch HaSuda Ein Tuna Bracha Lo Lefneim Vlo Lechareim Vishalom Machmasuda Besoch HaSuda Tuna Bracha Lefneim Ein Tuna Bracha Lechareim. We had differentiated between Dvarim Abom and Dvarim Shalom Boim, and we had said that Dvarim Shalom Machmas HaSuda needs a bracha lefneihem, but Dvarim Abom Besoch HaSuda don't need a bracha lefneihem. La'achar HaSuda! But it comes to La'achar HaSuda, then we don't differentiate. Then the halacha is going to be, for both of them, to an bracha bein lefneihem, bein la'achareihem. What's that? It's a tremendous chiddush, as we will see. It's a tremendous, it's going to be a big chiddush. Yeah, I think it's going to be a big chiddush.
Why is it not like eating a snack the next
day? Oh, okay. We'll Blin Eder, I'll try. You know what? Let's put it, if it's bothering you, let's put it down as the Tzarachiyuns. Let's put it down as Tzarachiyuns. So B'Shem HaTalmidim, all Talmidim are bothered. That's a Dover Pashut. Then such a case that if you have something after, as Tosis had said, those that says shemoshchu es yadeim, they have pulled their hands away from the pas. Shuveina pas potrasan. So talmidim are saying it's obvious. It's obvious that in such a case that should get a bracha lefneihem ula achareihem. Why do they think it's obvious? Their like question is that why is it any different from a meal the next day? Okay. So that right, we're talking about pre berachas hamazon. And the chiddush here is that you're going to have bracha lefnei achareihem. But they're saying at the end of the day, the berachas hamazon goes on the seuda. All right, Blin Eder, we're going to get back to all. Zach, you wanted to add something? That make that point, yeah.
What makes this achar seuda?
Mashchu es yadeim. That's how it does. But it's still pre-berachas hamazon. Clearly it's pre-berachas hamazon. Okay. Then Tosfos just concludes, v'achshav ein lanu din ze, de'ein minin shalom limshach yadeim min haplas kal ad achar hamazon. So he says, at the end of the day, Rav Papa would be right, yet this halacha doesn't apply because, says Tosfos, because we're not Moshech Yadenu, and therefore, when it comes to Basar V'Dagim, then in such a case, we would not make a bracha lefnehem ulacharem. But according to Tosfos, we would make a bracha lefnehem ulacharem. Now, in understanding what's going on over here in the Omek Rashi and Tosfos, we need to go back to something that I had skipped in Tosfos Dibra Naska Hilchasa, because for some reason Tosfos is Ma'arbev Tchumim, and Tosfos, in our previous year, we spoke about Dvar Mabon Besocha Machmas HaSuda, Besocha Suda, and now we're talking about Achar HaSuda. But Tosfos, for some reason in Hilchasa, he wanted to fire away at Rashi. He fired away also on Rashi on Achar HaSuda as well. So let's take a look at that last kasha that I told you that we were going to get back to. Tosfos in Dibra Maskil Hilchasa asked three kashas. And the last kasha, I said we would get back to. So it's three lines into Tosfos. First word on line is Kol Ma'aseh Gedeira. If for whatever reason you didn't do that Tosfos well, that's okay. You'll be able to follow it outside of knowing the previous Tosfos. Udvarim haregim lavo lachar suda pirush Rashi kimo peros. Rashi had explained Dvarim haregim lavo lachar suda as things like peros. Vafilu hevi osam besoch suda. And therefore, even according to Rashi, we're talking about even if you bring it inside a suda. Shalom machmas liftan tuna bracha bein lefneim. Dlav tfeleninu. Ubein lachreim. Dein berchas amasam patrasan. Dlav mazaninu. Says Tosas. Dahainu kirav sheishes. Darmel ili. Vil farm tein vermom. Sachasud tun brachalein flame lachreim. Vahavid delo kilchasa. The kamel kirav nachum kirav huna. Kide pirashis leil. So Tosas already previously tells us why he doesn't like Shitas Rashi. And that is, Tosas says that this opinion of Rashi, that you make a bracha rishona and achrona on peros, is the shita of Rav Sheshes. It's not the shita of Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Let's remind ourselves. Itmar, our Gemara had said, Evil fan teinim vanam besocha suda. Rav Huna said, you get a bracha before him, but not afterwards, as well as Rav Nachman. And Rav Sheshes said, you get a bracha before and after. So Tosas says that he doesn't like Rashi because Rashi's Hesber is going to be working according to Rav Sheshes and not according to Rav Nachman. Now Tosas already, right off the bat, in Dibar Maskel El Pasa Bobi Kisnin, on the last line, Tosas had said, Lo kaim lanker Rav Sheshes, elu kerefuna Rav Nachman, dein alochi ki yachu b'makom rabin. So ostensibly, Tosas already is not going to like Rashi's pshat because he says that Rashi has learnt according to Rav Sheshes and not according to Rav Nachman. L'chura Tosas is right that Rashi is learning Rav Papa that way. L'chura Tosas is right. But at the end of the day, one could say, Rashi saying, well, Rav Papa did the Hilchasa, and the Hilchasa is going according to Rav Sheshes as opposed to Rav Nachman. That's not impossible. That could definitely, it could be that Rav Papa is being machria that way. And Rav Papa was talking about more things than Rav Sheshes spoke about. And that's what Rav Papa's machria, and along with his achra, he's machria also along the way, like Rav Sheshes. But this is why Tosos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Another reason why Tosas doesn't like Rashi's pshat could very well be that Tosas would point out textually, as I alluded to before, that when we say la'achar asu'uda tunim bracha bein lefneim bein la'achareihim, l'chura, it's not the words of the Gemara are not Rashi's words. And rather, Tosas' way of reading is very, very smooth. Tosas' mahalach in our sugi is very smooth. Dahainu, that la'achar asu'uda is talking about, la'achar asu'uda is talking about what we had learned above. What we had learned above, that those things, that there are times that you don't make a bracha on them, but when they come afterwards, then you make a bracha, bein lefneim ba'acharem. So Tosas' language is very, very smooth. The language of the Gemara, according to Tosas, is smooth. According to Rashi, Rashi couldn't learn like Tosas. We'll explain why shortly. Rashi couldn't learn like Tosas, and therefore, Rashi changes the girsa to Dvarim Haragilim, and according to Rashi's pshat, it's not chronological, according to Rashi. In other words, according to Tosas, we're talking about Tocha Suda, then chronologically after the Suda. According to Rashi, what happens is Rav Papa is talking about Dvarim Abba Machmas Asuda and Shalom Machmas Asuda, and then he talks about Dvarim Haragilim Lavo La'achar Asuda. So according to Rashi, it's not chronological, it's an entirely different set of categories. Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua.
It seems to me that where Tosas explaining now Dvarim La'achar Asuda, that includes everything we learn, Machmas Asuda, Shalom Machmas Asuda, then Tosas seems almost to be answering the kasha that he had in Rashi, Berchala Pas Pateres HaPaperes, because Tosas now created a situation where you can have Daisa, and you require both a bracha chrona and a bracha rishon. Well, maybe that's how Rashi would learn also. That's an answer to his own kasha.
Which kasha are you referring to? That Tosas in Dibur Masel Hilchas, Tosas had three kashas.
Right.
You're referring to
So Tosas is making an assumption over here that we're talking about bracha rishona, But the way Tosfos is learning, you can just say it's talking about Bracha Achrona.
Uh-huh.
So Tosfos himself has a situation where within the, before you say Birchas HaMazon, where Pas is not Poter is a Parperes.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
even that the Mishnah doesn't have to necessarily be talking about. I mean, otherwise Tosfos, it bothers me a little bit.
In other words, you're saying that Tosfos is kasha, that the Tosfos's own pshat removes what he had said earlier.
Well, it seems to be. You can give now an answer to Rashi.
That there it's talking about bracha achrona.
Bracha achrona. Because Tosfos himself now has a case of daisa where you must make a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona.
Okay, I hear. I need to think about it. I hear what you're saying. I need to think about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, why did Rashi not learn like Tosfos? So Luchura, let's try to understand Tosfos a little bit more. Let's try to understand Tosfos' shita. Why does Tosfos hold that Basar V'Dagim are going to get a bracha, even a bracha Rishona? What's the omek of Tosfos' svara? Why does he hold that's going to get a bracha Rishona? Shalom Achmas Asuda. So what is this halacha Shalom Achmas Asuda? So the Talmidim were saying that the idea of Shalom Achmas Asuda is that it's an entirely different meal. That's what I heard the Talmidim say. That it's entirely different. It's an entirely different meal. Shalom Achmas Asuda is it's an entirely different meal. In other words, Tosfos holds, the way you're learning, is Tosfos holds that it's a meal within a meal. Right? That's the way of being Masbir. The Tosfos holds that it's a meal within a meal. I'd like to say what you're saying, but maybe even to sharpen it a little bit more. It seems to me that Tosfos, what was Tosfos' whole svara of why he disagreed with Rashi? What is Tosfos? Let's go back to Dvarim Abba Machmas Asuda. Dvarim Abba Machmas Asuda. Why is it that Birchas HaPas Potrasan? Because they become a tafel to the Pas. That was Tosfos' Shita. They become a tafel to the Pas. That was Tosfos' Shita. So I'd like to point out, if we're going to carry Tosfos' Svara through, there's another svar over here. You guys are saying that Mishchu Yodeya Meha Pas is a meal within a meal. I could hear that. Or there's another way of understanding it. It loses its tafel to the Pas. In other words, Dvarim Abba Machmas Asuda were tafel to the Pas. The moment in which you're Mishchu Yodeya Mina Pas, so then in such a case, then they are no longer a tafel to the Pas, because the Pas is gone. And if the Pas is gone, so then in such a case, there's room to argue that all the dinim that are connected to the Pas fall away. Dahainu, both bracha lefaneha, as well as the bracha l'achareha. That would be, it would seem to me, according to how Tosfos could learn.
What does Tosfos say the words of Mikar and Tafel?
So I was mad with that last time. It'll be my pleasure to answer you again. I'll answer in one sentence. This is not the same Ikar and Tafel of the Mishnah. This is a new din that the Birchas HaPas includes those things. And that gets back in the previous year how we were Masbir. It'll be my pleasure to flesh out afterwards. Okay, so this is, let's call it the Talmidim's Pshat and my Pshat. Talmidim's Pshat is that you're saying that the idea is that it's a separate meal once it's Mashchu Yodeya Meha Pas. And what I'm saying is that it entirely loses its Tafel status to the Birchas HaPas, the Birchas HaMazon, and that's why it gets its separate Bracha Lefnehem and Lachareh. Okay.
Isn't this actually the same thing? It's like if it's a new Suda, it's like, obviously.
Right, no. Maybe we'll see. Let's see if there'll be nafkaminas. I think they're different pshatim. I think they're going to be different pshatim. As we get further along in the Rishonim, maybe we'll come out with something. We'll see how it's different. You're emphasizing Mishnah Yudayim. For example, there are discussions in the poskim. What happens if it's not Mishnah Yudayim, but it's La'achar Suuda? In other words, after everything's been cleared away. But it's not necessarily Mishnah Yudayim. So that might be an in-between. And I'll show you this as we get to the post-complete edit. Yeah?
Are we not mixing Svaras a bit when we say the Tuffel approach? Meaning, for Rashi, it's the one that's about the types of food.
So that was what Daniel was at. I interrupted you. Let me finish. Go ahead. What were you saying?
It's all about when we are in time, in the chronology. So
right.
We shouldn't care about the dini of a past falling away.
So I want to argue no. In other words, now you're agreeing with what your chaverim said before. That's more likely to the idea that's the chronology in Zehu. I'm arguing that even if you're going to, the context of the Gemara is the chronology, the whole logic of why meat and fish don't get their own bracha doesn't apply when we're talking about Lachar Suda, because it's clearly no longer Tafel Lepas. That's what I'm arguing.
And we would say that the meat and fish were not considered Machmas Suda even before.
When it's Machmas Suda, they are considered Tafel to the breast, and when it's not, then it's impossible to call them Tafel. Not simply because it's not, you don't have to go so far to be Mechadish, but you're being Mechadish, that it becomes a new Suda. Maybe Mishkei Yudayim doesn't mean that Mamish becomes a new Suda. Okay. Now let's go to Rashi. Why did Rashi not learn the chronology? Because Rashi can't. Rashi can't learn the chronology. Rashi holds that what was Dvar Mabam Machmas Asuda? The Lafus as a pass. Lafus as a pass. Therefore, according to Rashi, it's not. It doesn't make a difference. Basar v'dagim, whether it's la'achar asuda or la'toch asuda. According to Rashi, once it's lafes es apas, once it's not lafes es apas, so then in such a case, then the halacha is, it depends on whether it's mazon or it's not. So that's why Rashi doesn't learn like Tosos. In other words, Rashi has to change the girsa of the Gemara. It's Dayenu just, I'm not saying big chidushim today, but it's Dayenu just to have worked on the sugya, just to have this Havana. Rashi can't learn like Tosas, because Tosas is all predicated on his idea. You see, it's going in both directions, the Hesber that I'm giving now. Tosas is entirely predicated on his idea that you have the notion of the Basar V'dagim becoming Tafel to the Pas. Either means that the Bracha of the Pas is Poter, or somehow it's Tafel to the Pas, and then you create a case where it's not Tafel to the Pas. But according to Rashi, all of that doesn't exist. When it comes to Basar V'dagim, those are entirely separate already. And therefore, even L'toch HaSu'udah, you're going to have to ask another question. And that was what Rashi had said above, that if it's Boim Lahazin Ulaspiya, so then it gets a bracha beforehand, but it doesn't get a bracha afterwards because the Birchas Hamazon patters it. So the same would apply when it comes to La'achar Suda. So if that's so then obviously La'achar Suda doesn't mean what La'achar Suda means, so therefore Rashi must change it to Dvar Maragilim Lavo La'achar Suda Gishmak. It's a really, really important point. Rashi can't learn like Tosas. So the way, the way they learned last Wednesday is going to affect how they learn today as well. Because once Rashi has created a situation where Basar and Dagim are already not included L'toch HaSu'uda, so then in such a case, then there would be no Chiddush for me to say Basar Adagim La'achar Su'udah, because we already learned what are the dinim of Basar Adagim we learned that the halacha of Basar Adagim is that it gets a bracha b'fnei atzmo. when it's betoch hasuda. And then if it's mazon, there's no reason why that which is mazon is not going to be included in birchas hamazon as well for Rashi. He's not going to need to create. He doesn't create Tosis's new category of mishkuas yedeim. There's no mashmos in our sugya that we're talking about mishkuas yedeim and so on. Yes, Mayor, what do you want it? Exactly.
So why does he have to say mazon of the soet?
That
because I think it's because he also has the matek, meaning also some of the matek would also get a bracha.
Okay, so that's not my subject right now. In other words, I want to talk about Achar Suda now. That's my subject for today. That Rashi is previous. So Chasuda. I don't want to talk about that so much now. After Shir we'll discuss. After Shir we'll discuss. I quickly was tried to be Masvir, but there is probably more to say in Rashi. Okay. Now, Rabosai, the Rosh agrees with Tosos in that he finds Rashi very, very difficult. So let's take a look at the Rosh. Now the Rosh has many kashas on Rashi. So let's take a look. Some of the questions I'll go through a little bit faster than others, but let's do this Rosh. La'achar ha'su'uda. The Rosh really breaks up the sugya the way I want to break up the sugya in terms of machmas su'uda versus betoch ha'su'uda versus achar ha'su'uda. So you have the Rosh la'achar ha'su'uda, pirush Rashi, dvarim arigim lavo la'achar ha'su'uda kigon peros. Have filu iviu b'sel chasuda shalom machmas lift unto the brach lefneim delav tefelin inu ulachareim dei birchas amazon patrasim delav mazon inu. So it falls back to the general rule. If it's something that gives you mazon, so then in such a case birchas amazon would pater, and if not, it doesn't. And then he adds, now this is going to be important in terms of lahalacha, v'chein pirish bahag dvarim abarim lachar suda kigon tamri v'rimoni ushar megadim. So the Bahag is similar to Rashi, that he learns Pshat as Dvar Margim Lavo La'achar HaSuda, and they are Tmarim V'Rabini Ushar Migadim Vasina V'Ka'achalu B'Toch HaSuda, and we're talking the Chiddush is that you eat it B'Soch HaSuda Tuna Bracha Bein Lefneim Bein La'achareim U'Lefi Devreim Psak Rav Papik Rav Sheshes. So the Rosh points out immediately that this Psak then is going to Rav Sheshes, who says you need brach lefnein lacharein. Va'od kasa ba'alachas gedolos. And then the Bahag adds, ma'ashe chavitza v'daisa niftar birchas ha'mazon mishum davi min mazon. Avol tamri v'rimoni yishar dvarim lan min mazon. Who? Hilkach lo niftru birchas ha'mazon. So he points out that as Rashi, l'chura Rashi would agree with this, that peros are going to get their own brach achrona even if they're eaten be'emtza suda, because they're not part of the bracha achrona, birchas hamazon. V'kashu l'pirusha, but the Rosh doesn't like it. D'talu atam mishum demazon ninu, u'lekach niftu birchas hamazon. D'isa l'haytayim havelei l'gemara l'firushay. He says, the Gemara doesn't emphasize whether it's included in birchas hamazon because of the fact it's zan. El d'talu atam ha'ptur shabon b'socha su'uda. The Gemara is emphasizing its chronology. While according to Rashi and the Bahag, the question is whether it is something that normally comes with Soch HaSuda, and for Brach HaChrona, whether it's Mazon. Va'od kol mini d'zayni levad mimayim shaychu b'birchas hazan. Then Tosa says, I don't think that everything is going to ride on whether it's Zan, whether it's included in Birchas HaMazon, because everything is Zan. Tosas and the Rosh seem to argue with Rashi and the Bahag, because he holds that the fact that something is not as filling as a daisa and it's filling like a fruit shouldn't preclude it from Birchas HaMazon. Because Birchas HaMazon, it falls into the category of Zan. And we learned on Daf Lamed Vav, everything is Zan, except for Mayim and Melach. So therefore, Tosis and the Rosh say, no, that's not a reason why it would not be included in Birchas HaMazon. The reason why it's not included Berachas HaMazon according to Tosfos is because it's chronological. It comes after the meal. Va'od, continues the Rosh, the Piras Talachar Asuda Eina Shava L'Masha Amar B'Soch Asuda Shere Gam B'Soch Asuda Hingbon Elo Shugin Lavo Lachar Asuda V'Iker Chosem Min HaSefer. He says that the Gemara is not emphasizing the critical piece, and that is what's Ragil as opposed to the timing. Va'od B'Soch Asuda Gabi Machmas Asuda Amai Yitzrich L'Amro Pshita She B'Soch Asuda Ochnosa Kim Debon Lafis Behen. He says Rashi's chiddush that dvarim abav machmas asuda is lafes is a pass. That's obvious. Va'od basav dogim beitzim gvinu kiyotz ben shelo bol lafes elachol b'fnei atzmo lo ishmiru ishmiyanu rapapa ma'adina shere einam domin lo ledavar abav mitav asuda dainu mazon v'lo ledavar rogel achar asuda dainu peres deilu vaday rekilim heim lavo b'soch asuda v'einu mazon. Last objection that Rush says is he thinks that there is a separate category that Rav Papa had not spoken about by Dvarim Abon Machmas Asuda, and that is the Dvarim Sheragil Achar Asud, the Basar V'Dagim Achar Asuda. Hilchach Nir Lefarish, Dvarim Abon Shalom Machmas Asuda Kagon Te'enim V'Anovim V'Chol Minei Peros. So he says, therefore, Dvarim Abon Shalom Machmas Asuda are Te'enim V'Anovim. U'mikri Shalom Machmas Asuda Fish'enim K'mo Basar V'Dagim. Umine meluchim shurgin lav lechov lavo liikar asud lufneim tuna brachol fisha berachas hamotzi ena patrosim kivin la meikar asudahim v'lo lacharein deberachas hamazon poter udelo karev sheishes kol mashach b'salos d'vayin karev nachman udelo karev sheishes. So first the Rush says that when it comes to peros that are not meikar asudah, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that you get a bracha beforehand, but not afterwards, like the shita of Rav Huna or Rav Nachman. And then for a little bit closer to our topic, here we'll go a little slower. La'achar asuda piresh, dvarim shizkarnu lemala, bein abon machmas asuda, bein abon shalom machmas asuda, imivil la'achar asuda, kodim berchas mazan, ki yoru gilin bimeim la'achar marasuda, kfar moshki yudei min apas, Shayukovim atzul lechol peros uparperes vilishtos yayin laachar amazon. Vahainu darminu mesnisim birechal yayin shlefnei amazon poter seyan shachar amazon. Vichain birechal aparperes shlefnei amazon poter seyan achar amazon. Hainu achar shesilik amazon kodin birechas amazon. Vikivan shemashku yadeyan min apas kol ma sheviu lefanav. Bein dvar mabab machman sesuda. Vein dvar ma'amon shalom machmas asuda tum bracha bein lefneim be'achareim da motzi birchas hayaz mazon ein potron el mashenechal toch ikar asuda. So the Rush says what Tosfos says, but he elaborates a little bit more. The Rush says that anything that's coming la'achar hasuda, I don't care what it is. Tosfos had emphasized that he was talking about even meat and fish. The Rush says everything that comes afterwards, the halacha is, it's going to get its own bracha, bein lefnehem, bein la'acharem. So basically, what the Rush does is just really expands on what Tosis asks more cautious, that Tosis asks on Rashi, and he develops the idea that once you're moshech yodeyem, then the halacha is that you need to get a bracha lefanav, and a bracha la'acharav. Okay, so we have Rashi, and Tosfos, and the Rush. The Rush is going to go together. The Rush just asks more kashas on Tosfos. The Rajba, and this is in the booklet, the Rajba is a third shita. The Rajba in Dibra Maskel Shalom Machmas Asuda starts out like Tosfos, but he learns differently. Take a look in the booklet. We're going to do it inside. Says the Rajba, Shalom Machmas Asuda, Klomar, Te'inim Va'anovim, Shalom Ba'amamish, Lulafes, Tuna Brach Lefnehem, Avalol Acharem, Ketaymer Ravuna. Vimbo Lachar Suda, we really want to start Vimbo Lachar Suda. Vimbo Lachar Suda, Mamish, Vikodim Berchas Hamazon, Tuna Brach Lefnehem, Ulacharem. So, he says that if those things that come to Lachar Suda, they get a Brach Lefnehem Acharem. Lefnehem, Dolo Miftu Bapas Klau. Lufnei because they're not potter or pas. Vafil kishibol b'toch hasuda. Kol shkein shibol lachar suda. The pas the potter parperes b'soch hasuda suda. This that we learned on the Mishnah that pas is potter parperes. Filu hachilo potter kishibol lachar suda. Ukedam rinan the pas habal b'kisnin. Tuna brach lufnei. Could the mashna mis nisin. Kol shkein tuna vanovim. Tainu vanovim. Ulachareim nami mishum delav mazon inu. And they're also going to get a bracha achrona as well because they're not mazon. Kepas haba bekisnin v'lo bichlal sudahein klal kebam b'toch hasuda shlo b'machmas suda mamish shemisayin tzas b'suda shem marbin mat taivas hamacha. Now over here, Rabosai, you'll start noticing the Rajba begins to go in a different direction than Tosas. What was the reason that the Rajba says that they need a bracha achrona when we're talking about pas haba b'kisnin and parperes la'achara su'uda? What's the reason that the Rajba says? He says, delav mazon ninu. Notice, that's not what Tosas said. That's not what Tosas said. Tosas had said that it's mashku yadeim in a pas. So we're going to have is a shita that's very close. Rashi is a das yachid. Tosas and Rash are essentially the same. The Rajba is going to agree with Tosas' way of reading pshat gemara, but he's going to come out in a different way. Dahainu, that according to the Rajba, so far what we've seen is he already gives a different svara why dvarim shebam achara su'uda get a bracha lefneihem and lachareihem. He says the reason why they get a bracha lachareihem is because they're not mazon. In other words, they're not included in birchas hamazon. Aye, what about when they're b'soch hasuda? So maybe these things are not eaten generally b'toch hasuda. And since they're not generally not eaten b'soch hasuda, right? So that's something we're going to need to be masbir, how that works. Okay. All right, but it's a good question, what the question that I asked, but let's hold off on it in a second. Okay. So Rabosa, you hear the Rajba is different. His tam is different than Tosas. And now in the next lines of the Rajba, we have a nafgamina. Uklau dvarim elu shamar av papa, eino ela b'te'inim v'anomu kiyotze ben shein peros b'vad. This that we learn from Rav Papa is only talking about peros. That peros are going to get a bracha lefanav and la'achrav. Aval basar dogum kiyotzben, bein shebo l'soch asuda, bein shebo l'achar suda, ein entun in bracha lo lefnei v'lo l'achareyan. Dehein ba'atzman mazan hein. Ve'ein an bon l'knuach asuda el asbiyan ve'ein atzman min asuda. U'pas poteres kol ma shebo l'mazan. So here, the Rajba says, we're not talking about Basar V'Dagim. Tosfos had said that we're talking about Basar V'Dagim, and it's Mishchu Yodehem. The Rajba doesn't learn this way. The Rajba says that wherever it is, the halacha is that Basar V'Dagim don't get their own bracha. Why? Because the ha ba'atzma mazon hein, that these themselves are mazon. Ve'enam bon l'knoa chasuda el lasbia. Okay, so this is the shita of the Rajba. The Rajba holds that even though you're right, Tosos, that over here, we're not talking about dvarim ha-regilin lavo l'achar asuda. We're talking about something where the meal ended. When we're talking about something that the meal ended, then the halacha is that it gets a bracha lefanav ula'acharav, but that doesn't make sense when it comes to basar v'dagim. Exactly. It's not exactly, it's a separate shita. I'm going to try to be masber how it could be half like Rashi, half like Tosas. It's going to be very schwer because we have totally different svaras for Rashi and Tosas. But I think Mirtz Hashem will come up with a svara. But you hear Rabosai? You hear what the Rashba holds? The Rashba holds that we're talking about Dvarim Acharasuda. We're not talking about Basar V'dagim. Because Basar V'dagim, if it's coming Lahazbiya, the halacha is that it gets, that it's going to get its own, it's going to get its own, it's going to be included in the meal. Now, what's the, how to formulate the Rashba Shita, we'll get to Bli Neder. Okay, so this is the Shita of the Rashba. So let's go to crunch. Everything we've done in the last 45 minutes, let's wrap it up in three sentences. Three sentences, B'siyata D'Shmaya. The Shita of Rashi is Dvarim Arugim Lavo Lachar Suda, always get a bracha lefanav ulacharav. Shita of Tosos is that when you have chronologically the things that come after the Suda, the halacha is that they get their own brachas lefanav ulacharav, and we had two possible explanations. Either they're no longer a tafel to the pas, or the Suda is already over. Okay. What we're going to do now is see how this machlokas plays out halacha lemaisa. And then I'm going to want to revisit what is the svara of the Rashba and what is the svara of Tosas. Okay? So I prefer to see how the shitas play out la halacha, how important this Rashba becomes, and then see how it's going to be nogeya. It's what the svaras are going to be. Let's see lahalacha. Simin kufayin zayin, sif beis. Let's see how we pass in dvar ma'bom la'achar asuda. We have a separate sif, dvar ma'bom la'achar asuda. Zok deheluge mechaber, kufayin zayin, sif beis. Udvarim ma'bom la'achar asuda. If somebody wants, there is one more extra tiny Mishnah Berurah over there. Udvarim ma'bom la'achar asuda, kolim berchas hamazon. Shoyeminig bimei chachmei ha'gemara. Shebesayf hasuda yemoyshchim yideh min hapas umesirim osa vikovim atzmon lechol peres ulishtos kol ma shemivim oz lefneim bein dvar mabon machmas hasuda bein dvar mabon shalom machmas hasuda tuunin bracha bein lefneim bein lachareim tahamoytzi uberchas hamazorn ein poitrin elamashin echal tocha ikra suda. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that hamoytzi and berchas hamazorn don't exempt those things, aside from those things that are included in the Iker HaSeuda. This formulation fits in beautifully to our formulation that we gave according to what we call the Shitas HaRosh, that the bracha of Pas patters the things in the meal, and then could very well be that Berchas HaMazon also only patters things that are inside of the meal. And if you have something that's outside of the meal, so then in such a case, it gets its own set of brachos. V'din zeh, continues the mechaber, ha'achron, eino matzah b'neinu, fi she'eino regil m'shoch yedein min ha'pas ad berchas ha'mazon. And the mechaber is passing like Tosas and the Rosh, and the svara that I suggested in the language of the Mechaber is that the idea is that a Birchas HaPas is poter, and that was the previous shir where we spoke about Birchas HaPas being poter and Birchas HaMazon being poter. By the way, I must be honest for the record, Rav Nevensal did not like this pshat about the Birchas HaPas being patering, which is what I showed you is the Arch HaShulchan's pshat, and I told him the Arch HaShulchan learns this way, and I asked him if we could look it up in his Arch HaShulchan. Rav Nevensal, interestingly, does not have in Aruch HaShulchan, which is fascinating, which I began a discussion with him about, that in America they used to follow the Aruch HaShulchan. He said, I'm aware of that, but in Eretz Yisrael they always follow Mishnah Berurah, which is fascinating. Rav Nevensal has a lot of Sfarim in his house that he doesn't have the Aruch HaShulchan, which is interesting. And so he finds this pshat mechudash, and he goes with the pshat of Ikar v'tafel the whole way. But I'm pointing out that the language of the Mechaber seems to be a little bit closer to that. Okay, so this is the Mechaber in Kufayin Zayin base. Now the Mishnah Berurah in the Ber Halacha throws a monkey wrench into this psak based on the Rajba that we learned. In the Ber Halacha She'ein Anu and in Ber Halacha Limshoch, the Ber Halacha points out that he thinks there might be another way to approach this halacha. Let's pick up immediately when he quotes the Rajba. In Ber Halacha Dibur Maskil She'einu Regilin, he says, D'matzinu harbe poskim. D'matzinu harbe poskim shecholkim bazeh d'psak ha-mechaber, hu rak l'shitas ha-tozva rush. V'ergam ha-ram nir d'svir lo'ken. Aval harbe rishon lo'svir lo'ken. V'hu ki ha-rajba kosav, the bain daisa u bain basa redogim. In bo af la achara suda, ein sarach bracha lo lefneim vlo achreim, mishum deim atzmim ikara suda, heim sheboim lazbiya. Says the Ber Halacha, even though the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that those things that are bo la achara suda need a bracha la acharav, the Rajba already disagreed. Then he adds that this is also the Shita of the Bahag that we saw in the Rush. He quotes an Eshkol B'Shem Rav Haigon that I didn't discuss. And then he says, the Gam L'Pi Rishen Yisham, in my edition, in the standard edition, it's the last narrow line, Shu Kapir Shabahag, Svir le nami dal kolpanim bracha le besof ein sarich al dvarim abba machmas asuda af hivil nachar asuda. The bracha betchila tzarich mishum de ein belafis by mesapas avol bracha le besof ein tzarich rak beperos. We learned that the Rush had brought the sheet of the Bahag that was similar to Rashi, and that is that at the end of the day, if it's something that's mazon, then it's included in birchas hamazon. And then he says, the Rach and the Arzarua also hold this way. And therefore the Ber Halacha concludes that he's not sure that he would paskin like Tosvos when it comes to Basar V'Dagim. Because the moment in which we're talking about those things that are Mazbia, so then the Rajba himself said that they're included Toch Hasuda. Here, let's see the punchline of the Ber Halacha. Hayotze midvarenu, three lines before Limshoch Yadenu. Hayotze midvarenu, in my edition, it's in the middle of the line, towards the end. De bedaisu pluksu rabasa, v'safek brachos lahakel. So he says, when it comes to porridge afterwards, it's a big machlokas. And therefore, he says that he doesn't think it should get a bracha afterwards. And he concludes, "Im ochel daisa acha shemach shach yodem in a pas toshi chayim lefotra of the berchas hamazon." Now again, he doesn't say in regards to meat and chicken, but he says in regards to daisa, he says that he thinks that the halacha would be this way. Okay, so we see how the Rajba rears its head la halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah uses it in being machriya, and he comes out against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. That's Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two. In the next Be'er Halacha, Dibra Masel Limshoch Yadeinu, he discusses the following. He discusses what is, this came up in the Beis Medrash, what is today Limshoch Yadeinu? What is that? Limshoch Yadeinu min apas. So says the Be'er Halacha, Dibra Masel Limshoch Yadeinu, Vimnato akas kos levarech du hesach adas gamor, L'chora af bizmanenu ein l'chasilu sudi yoser mizeh. He says, if you decide to bench, certainly that's siluk yidein. And therefore, he says, v'im achal achakach eiz adavar, yesh l'dvar t'chila v'self. And if you eat anything else, you should make a bracha, t'chila v'self, alone niftar b'tchila b'berchas hamazon. And then he says, but maybe not b'sof. So again, what's our case? They picked up the kais, they said, havlan levarech, and so he says, the halacha would be that you should make a bracha b'tchila. Then he said, and b'sof. And then he says, "Achena ha'maimer Mordechai, which I photocopied for you, cholek azeh. U'bedvarim abon machmas asuda nira vaday diyesh lismo chaldai to shalol levarich to b'lav hachi yesh v'shom v'savriya gemara." The Be'er Halacha continues on his warpath of knocking down the absolute psak of the Shulchan Aruch like Tosfos, and probably Shulchan Aruch felt the Rambam also held this way, and he says that even if they pick up the kos of Havlan LeNevarech, and then they bring a davar abba machmas asuda like basar vidagim, they wouldn't make another bracha because it's included. That's how the Be'er Halacha passes. Now, there is a long Chazon Ish that discusses everything that we've discussed today and more, that I photocopied for you in Simen Chav Zayin. The Chazon Ish is amazing. Once the Chazon Ish puts his tentacles into a sugya, he really rips it apart. So there's a lot there. The Chazon Ish disagrees with this Maimer Mordechai, Ayin Sham. So you should know that the Chazon Ish does disagree with this. But we see already two instances where the Chafetz Chaim held that this Rajba and the Bahag, interestingly, the Bahag, which is closer to Shitas Rashi, he takes it so seriously where he says, A, number one, he talks about those things that are Ba Achara Su'uda. He thinks that you're going to make your own bracha. It's not going to get a bracha lefan, it's not going to get a bracha lefan of la'acharav. And even if they mamish did Havlan v'nevarech, he paskins only a bracha lefanav and not a bracha acharav. Why? Because of the svara of the Rajba and the Bahag that we had before. Okay. I mentioned the Chazon Ish disagrees, but the Chazon Ish also does two other points. First of all, the Chazon Ish points out, the Chazon Ish in Chav Zayin Beis, he thinks that the world made the machlokas between the Rajba and Tosas too big. And he first makes an interesting ha'ara that I had something to think about. That maybe Tosos and the Rajba are only talking about where it wasn't Moshoch Yodeim Min Apas. In other words, the Rajba didn't say, all the Rajba said was La'achara Su'uda. Tosas says there were Moshech Yadeh Min Apas. So the Chazon Ish entertains the possibility that really the Rajba and Tosas aren't arguing at all. Clearly, that's not how the Be'er Halacha learned, right? Everybody hear that point? It's a very interesting point. Maybe the Rajba wasn't talking about whether it was Moshech Yadeh Min Apas. And the end of the Suda means they finished the Dvar Mabah Machmas Suda and they start other things. So question is, what is Meshoch Yedei Min HaPas and what is the Achar HaSuda? That's one possibility. Obviously, the Chavetz Chaim did not understand that way. But it is interesting that Tosas used the Lashon Moshach Yedei Min HaPas and the Rajba doesn't say that. So the Chazon Ish entertains that. And then finally, the Chazon Ish he also points out that there are cases where he thinks that people assume the Rajba and Tosas were disagreeing where they weren't, like the issue that we had seen in the Be'er Halacha. He quotes the Maimer Mordechai in Oz Dalid, but already in Beis, he minimizes the Machlokas. And then he adds the Imtim Salam de Plig in the second column. And now we'll finally be able to come to the Svara of what the Rajba and Tosas are arguing about. Second column, 10 lines from the top, first word in line is V'imtim Tzalomar. V'imtim Tzalomar de Pligi, after he suggests maybe they're not even arguing at all, Nira de Bahachi Pligi. Da Rajba lo Savar lo Dina de Tosa Rush, Ula Olam Kisha Ochlim Dvar Mabba Machmer Sasuda, La Achar Mazam, Afil Achar Shekvar Kova Atzma lo Peres Lechudayu, Have Kahoda Lesuda Kamaisa, Ki Ilu Achal Pas, V'ein Tunim Bracha. Avatosis of a rush, and then he adds another point. The Chazon Ish says like this. The Chazon Ish says that the shita of the Rajba is that dvarim that come achar amazon at the end of the day is kahadar lasuda kamaisa. It's as if you're returning to the meal. You're not breaking from the meal. It's as if you're hadar l'su'uda kamaisa. That's going to be the shita of the Rajba. Let's see how that fits back into the Rajba's words. The Rajba in the second column, uklal shel dvarim, on Reish Samach Dalid, the Rajba had said that if these things are l'hazbiya, v'hein atzma min ha-su'udahein, these things are l'hazbiya, and they become part of the su'uda. That's how the Rajba learns. They're masbiya, and they become part of the su'uda. So, what's the nekudas ha-machlokas between Rajba and Tosas? Now that we've already seen that there's even nafkaminas lahalacha. The machlokas between the Rajba and Tosas is as follows. According to Tosas, once you're meshoch yodeya min ha-pas, the halacha is that you've ended the su'uda. While the Rajba holds no. The Rajba holds that the halacha is that even if it's meshoch yedei min ha-su'uda, it's still considered, you could recreate the su'uda, according to the Chazon Ish, you could recreate the su'uda. That's what the Rajba is saying. You could recreate the su'uda, or reinitiate, that would be the appropriate term. You could reinitiate the Rajba holds the Su'udah. That's the Rajba's Shita. So I have clear why Tosas holds what he does. As I was Masbir before, it seems to me that Tosas holds that once you ended the Su'udah, so then you can't call this Tafel to the pas. The pas is already gone. That's the shita of Tosas. You can't call a tafel to the pas. But the Rajba is going to hold not that way. The Rajba is going to hold that it could still be connected to the Suda. Why? Dehein ba'atzman mazenhein. Ve'ein ban l'kinuach ha-suda el lasbiya. They themselves are mazon, and they're not there's no problem. So what's the omek of that? So Rabosai Ulai, the omek of this is the Baal HaMor's defense of Shitas Rashi. The Baal HaMor is straightforward. When I say Baal HaMor, that sounds scary. But the Baal HaMor is actually quite easy. And maybe, and this is what Avi was saying before, maybe the Rajba and the Rashi are not that far apart. What was Tosis' Bam Kasha and Rashi? Tosis' Bam Kasha and Rashi was, at the end of the day, how could you say that the Chiddush over here is lift on a sapas that becomes tafel? That's the classic din of Ikar v'tafel. Comes along the Baal Amor, and the Baal Amor says like this. Baal Amor gives a simple answer. Di'imi masnisan, di'bar maskel amar of papa in the Baal Amor. Di'imi masnisan havamina haini mili b'dover sheba imapas. D'chibarech harifta havedaitu ala enami. Aval hacha de'beidina de'birech birchas hamotzi akati lo aise kaime hanech dvarim abo machmas asuda. Says the Baal Amor that over here, in our case, you didn't even have the meat and fish in front of you. So I would have thought that when do we say that the herring automatically includes the other things that come along with it? That's when you have both of them in front of you. But when you bring the other stuff afterwards, maybe then in such a case it's not included. Kamash Malan, it is included. So what do you see from the Baal Amor? You see from the Baal Amor that we expand in our sugi ikar v'tafel. And even though it's not at the same time, it's considered part of it. It would seem to me that this same debate between Tosvos about ikar v'tafel, whether Rashi is wrong, the same debate that the Baal Amor uses to be miyashev Rashi, is the same svara, by the way, the Rajba quotes the Baal Amor, is the same svara we could even use, even if you disagree with Rashi, in terms of how you read the text of the Gemara, but that svara will also apply over here. Dainu, what do I mean by that? When does a su'uda end? So the Baal Tosfos had asked that according to Rashi, had said that Rashi seems to be saying that it ends with what's in front of you. And the chidush of the Baal Amor, that the Baal Amor said in our sugya, was that it could be still considered tafel even when it's not there at the same time. And that's the chidush of Rashi in the sugya the Baal Amor taught. When does a meal end? Does the meal end? We said that according to Tosos, the moment in which you don't have the pas in front of you, the moment in which it's mashku yedeyem, so then obviously then the basar and dagim are not included and not connected to the pas. Or maybe no. Or maybe as long as you have a situation, even if it's zeh achar zeh, but you have a situation that you didn't bench, then by definition, you could keep the entire meal going. Because if you have something that is mazon, then by definition, it's connected to that which was before. The only thing that you would say is not connected to before is those things that are not mazon. That's what the Rajba is saying. So just like we said before that even though you don't have this in front of you and you have something else, it still has a relationship of Ikar v'tafel. And Tosfos had argued, had said that over here it's no longer tafel to the pas. Mechitesi. Just because the pas is gone, but at the end of the day, we know that the idea of Ikar v'tafel applies even when the things are not in front of you. And that's what the Rajba is saying. The Rajba is saying that everything continues as long as it's the same thing, as long as it's something that's mazon. But Tosfos assumed that the Ikar and tafel is going to change once it's no longer in front of you. How is it? What does it mean no longer in front of you when it comes to Dvar Mabo Machmas Asuda? It means Mashku Yudeyim. While the Rajba holds no. So the reason why I wanted to give a different pshat than your pshat, that the way the guys want to learn, Mashkiyudeh means that's a new meal. It's a new meal. So then we just have a machlokas between the Rashi and the Tosfos whether it's called a new meal or not. I'm trying to go a little bit deeper. What is the what is deciding whether we're looking at it as a new meal? So according to Tosfos, he's learning the Ikar v'Tafel, that the din, that the pass automatically patters the chicken, is based on the fact that it's a Tafel to the pass at the moment of the Suda. The moment that Suda ends, then everything is gone. And I'm arguing that just like we've seen when it comes to Ikar v'Tafel in general, that we have an expanded din of Tafel being Tafel to the Ikar, that even when it's not in front of you, so too when it comes to the Suda itself. When it comes to the Suda itself, there you have the Mazon. That which is Mazon, by definition, is going to be included. The only thing that's not going to be included is that which is Lekaneach. But everything else is going to be included in the Bracha. And that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rashba and Tosfos. Okay. Siyata Deshmaya. All right, so that's Dvarim Haboim Achra Suda. We'll stop over here. Mir Tzashem, the next sugya we're going to do is Yayin. So we're going to do the Tosas of Yayin Poter Kol Minei Mashkin, and Tosas Dibar Maskil Yachi Yayin Nami Niftarei Pas.